So do you have a favorite type of pre-emergent? I honestly have not been doing it because we just let our goats eat the weeds, and then that shaves on, you know, having to feed them and take care of them. But you can't put the goats loose in the orchard or they would eat all the trees.
Right.
So that area has kind of gotten a little out of hand. Is there a pre-emergent
brand? I like granule better, especially if it's in lawn or grassy areas. You certainly don't want to spray the liquid on because it has a dye in it. But the granular product that contains Dimension, we sell the high-yield brand version of that. And Dimension's one of the few things that's pretty effective against spurge, and especially for this spring application, because spurge is a summer weed. And it's come, in fact, I've already seen a little spurge coming up with the warmer weather that we had. If you want to try and, you know, cut down on the amount of spurge, that's the one I recommend. It's the easiest to put on. You don't have to mix it, spray it. You just put it in a little whirly bird or your lawn spreader or whatever. And
I can put it on the lawn and the
open ground. All right. Sure can.
All right, well, enough about my project. I apologize, but thank you for... hey, we take questions. I got, you know, that was a real question.
Absolutely.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Julia from Oracle, welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Very good. Go ahead.
I have two questions. The first one's going to be kind of simple. I bought a bug light. That's a yellow bulb.
Okay.
And it's the spiral. And I'm wondering if I can use that in the... a fixture outside that has a globe. It's a 13 watt.
Your concern is that it's inside a glass fixture?
Yes. Because I know when they first came out, they said they shouldn't be enclosed in anything.
Ah, well, does this have? Does this new
it
one?
It doesn't
have,
say anything.
Doesn't say anything about not doing it.
No, it just it does say that it shouldn't be where. There is, let's see now, I want to get this right. I think it said that there shouldn't be where it's moisture. They're suggesting that it be used as a party light in the yard, but they're subject for moisture out there, isn't it?
I would think that if it doesn't need, if you don't want it subject to moisture, then putting it inside a fixture would be the thing to do, so it has protection from the elements. To some degree.
Okay, then that answers that question.
Okay.
My next question or thing, I live in a mobile home park, and I have a popcorn ceiling. I have two cracks, and they're all in one room. I mean, they're both in one room. One is on the east side of the house, and the other one's on the west side of the room. But they aren't in the same area. They're about a foot apart. And they are not meeting.
So is this my chance to do home improvement?
Yeah, I think so. Miss Julia, are the cracks the width of a pencil lead or the width of a pencil?
Pencil lead.
Okay. And how old is the home?
The home is a 1993.
And how long have you been in it?
Since 1996.
Okay. And it's been on that same lot? For the entire time?
Yes.
You're not picking up any other indications of any stress at all? No doors or windows that are hard to open or close?
No.
Okay. I don't think you have anything to worry about. That's just it's just the fact of living in the home. Is it bothering you to the point that you want it repaired?
I think
so. Aesthetically?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to get you the name of our painter down in Tucson. James Cruz,
New Frontier
Painting. I don't have his number at the top of my hand, but we can get that for you, and we'll just put her on hold, and we'll give her that off air. But James Cruz, New Frontier Painting, is our certified painter for the Pima County area.
Let's go to Brad, who wants to talk about pineapple palms. Welcome, Brad.
Good morning, gentlemen. Always entertaining. Channing, I think you guys should move to 5 hours, start at 6.
Ooh, baby.
Wow.
Ooh, baby.
But I have a question for maybe both of you gentlemen in reference to planting, strategically planting a pineapple palm tree. I tried to plant it in the backyard. My boys dug a 4-foot hole, ran into three 2-inch PVC lengths for the pool. So we had to change it to our ideas to the front yard.
Yeah.
called 811, call before you dig. Okay. And the utilities seem to be more worried about their line than they were worried about my lines running to the house. So it's marked. However, I don't know. There's a spot that between the rocks and the grass, a place that the wife wants to plant this pineapple pollen tree. My question is, can I assume that they ran the sewer lines from the clean out to the street perpendicular, so straight to the street from the house, straight out? And can I also assume that they ran the water lines from the meter to the outside hose bib, catty corner, through the yard? If I draw straight lines, can I plant the tree in between them? Just need some advice on that, guys.
Brad, what you'll want to do if you're actually in Phoenix proper is go down to the Phoenix Building Department with your address, and they'll be actually able to show you where in the street the sewer tap is and the water tap is as it relates to orientation of your particular lot. Then you'll be able to get back out to the house and identify that and eyeball it, where the entrance, where the clean out is for the sewer. You'll know now where the sewer tap is. They did that in a straight line. But no, do not assume that it's perpendicular. That would be a very poor assumption.
Probably straight, but not necessarily perpendicular. And by the time you get out that far towards the side, the sewer line's probably way deep enough, more than likely, to accommodate digging the hole. The water line, on the other hand, isn't going to be very, you know. So
I wish Dan was here. I think you could actually go online and see some of that online, but I don't know. I don't know the site address.